This is On the Charts with Nick Radge, your Australian stock market update, highlighting stocks on the move so that you can invest with confidence and success.
The information in this podcast is general advice only and does not take into account your personal situation. Please consider if it is appropriate to you and consult a licensed professional before making any investment decisions. The information provided is believed to be accurate at the time of recording.
Welcome to the On the Charts podcast, episode 210 for Saturday, 17th of June, 2017. On Friday, the Australian markets recovered some of Thursday's losses early in the session before fading into the close ahead of this weekend. Most sectors strengthened except materials. Interestingly enough, the put call ratio increased to new two-year highs, suggesting investors have a bit of a bearish bent at the moment. Now, this indicator is usually used in a contrarian way, but it's only useful when very extended one way or the other, which we're not at the moment. That said, we do retain a short-term cautious stance, and we'll talk about that very shortly. With no economic data of significance due now out next week, volatility is expected to remain low for the ASX. Now, the upper target for the ASX 200 has now been tagged, and banks are technically at a pivotal level as well. If the XJO is to be supported, then either the banks or the large miners like BHP and Rio are going to have to be resilient, which at this stage they really aren't. In fact, the materials sector has been having a hard time recently, which doesn't look like changing anytime soon with possible further downside. We haven't been involved in the miners over the last few months, and our only exposure to the banks has been the short side with Bendigo, which we closed out a couple of days ago for reasonable profit. Some of the other companies continue to trend very strongly, though with CSL being our standout performer over the last few weeks. On the monthly charts, iron ore has been taking a hit recently, with price retracing 61.8% of the prior leg higher. In normal circumstances, this would present a potential buying opportunity, although the problem here is that the leg down has been extremely strong and impulsive in nature. This means plenty of caution is required, and buyers would need to step up immediately to avoid something more sinister unfolding. This has obviously had an impact on Fortescue, Rio and BHP, although Fortescue is likely to suffer more as it doesn't have the diversification of the other two. Iron ore prices have fallen on the back of the decline of China's steel prices and margins, as well as an increase in non-traditional supply. If we take a look at mineral resources as well, the ASX code is MIN. It operates over two divisions, mining services and processes, and also straight mining. Their mining operations are diversified, including both iron ore and lithium. Like many stocks which have exposure to iron ore, weakness has been the main theme over the last few months, resulting in a decline of just over 33% to a recent pivot low. However, any negative impact from the iron ore market has been offset by the high expectation from mineral resources lithium production estimated to start in the 2019 financial year. From a technical standpoint, there's a strong impulsive movement down to being a wave A, suggesting a larger corrective pattern is yet to run its full course. However, Tuesday's price action in the last week was exceptionally strong, which keeps the door open for continued strength, at least over the short term. Price could head up towards $12 before what should be a final leg down to our target area on the other side of $8. This is where the typical retracement zone aligns, with the next zone of support providing an area of confluence. We take a push above the zone of resistance around 1350 to invalidate our wave count and suggest something more bullish is unfolding. Now, if Margaret Court thought her comments would affect Qantas's customer base or stock price, she was severely mistaken. Qantas has been flying high out this week and hitting a new record high of $5.50. The Chartis growth portfolio has been holding Qantas since January when we bought it down around $3.55. Interestingly, our charts show type A bearish divergence with price making new high, whilst the oscillator has failed to confirm that strength and making a new low. Follow-on weakness from Friday's real strength and a turnaround would trigger the divergence and provide more confidence regarding a consolidation phase or even a deeper retracement taking place, which is highly needed at this stage. And at this stage, we're watching for a wave 4 high to form, or I'm sorry, a wave 4 low to form, which keeps the door open for higher prices over the medium to longer term. But we do need a little bit of a pause. In fact, all-time highs are likely going to be challenged, if not in the not-too-distant future. And talking of crude oil, those prices have come under pressure again recently off the back of stockpiles in the US, surging by 3.3 million barrels for the week, ending June the 2nd, with analysts way off the market, expecting a 3.5 million barrel decline. Saudi Arabia's energy minister, though, has recently stated that OPEC output cuts were helping clear oil inventories, and that these cuts may even increase over the coming months. There's been concerns recently about Qatar, who is also an OPEC member, yet the energy minister stated that their efforts recently to isolate Qatar due to terrorism links have had little impact on oil prices. Technically, the situation continues to look a little precarious, with the $44 support zone now back under threat. $44 is a critical level, and if price breaks to the downside with any conviction, then a run back down towards the February 16 major lows around $39.30 would not be out of the question. Any break below here would be a whole new ballgame for the crude oil price chart, and obviously very bearish. In the US, a look at the indices would suggest a quiet week, but really not to be. Last night, Amazon launched a $13.7 billion bid for Whole Foods, which saw other retail stocks plunge as the Amazon effect threatens to dominate the retail world. Costco fell 7%, Walmart dropped 4.5%, and Target fell over 5%. Amazon closed up 2.5%, and Whole Foods jumped 30% on the news. Tech stocks, which have been market leaders over the last year in the US, remain under pressure as we're seeing some rotation out of the hot sectors and into some laggards. Whilst the US indices remain on firm footing, there's a few considerations after this week's Fed rate hike to take into account. Short-term interest rates are at their highest level since 2008, yet long-term yields out to 30 years are at 7-month lows. And the flattening of the yield curve is at a point, at such a low point now, and suggests bond investors aren't overly convinced the US economy is going to keep growing. We've seen a pickup on volatility, especially among those tech stocks that have been the leaders. And whilst this volatility has been beneficial to our short-term portfolios this month, it's also a little warning sign as well. In many instances, a trend reversal tends to start after periods of heightened volatility. That said, a few statistics to keep the bulls happy. The S&P has now recorded its 242nd day above its 200-day moving average, which is the 14th longest streak in its history. The longest was 475 days back in 2012 through 2014. And the NASDAQ has posted its longest ever streak above its 50-day moving average at 130 consecutive days. And during this 130 days, it's returned 20%. But consider this, compared to the third longest streak, which was back at the height of the tech boom, it went for 114 days, but during that 114 days, it added over 84%. Some food for thought for sure. Now have a good weekend, but don't forget Noosa Palooza is just a month away. If you're on the fence about attending, consider that we've got the end of the financial year coming up and you may be able to claim it as an expense. My name is Nick Raj and I look forward to seeing you on the charts next week.
On the Charts with Nick Raj, brought to you by The Chartist. Join Nick and the team at Noosa Palooza Trading and Investment Conference, 20th and 21st of July in beautiful Noosa, Queensland. Visit thechartist.com.au and click on Noosa Palooza in the menu for details.